Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Welcome to The Froth, a place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable, a spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife Shan Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is
The Froth.
This week's podcast was recorded in Pembrokeshire. Our special guest is Andrew Bird, who joined us remotely, and Barry is producing.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content.
The headlines this week. The runaway ferret ran over the hill and she blew. The runaway ferret ran over the hill and she blew. The runaway ferret runs, escapes, runs away, gets into bed with a stranger. No suggestion that the ferret actually blew him, but we will find out tonight. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? It's a bird. It's comedian Andrew Bird. And he's our special guest this week.
Woohoo!
Sean and special guest Andrew Bird go head-to-head in a thrilling ferret quiz where there can only be one winner. Or a draw.
And anyway, it goes badly wrong when Sean and Andrew get comedian Nicola Mantalios and resident wildlife consultants Brian and Sarah involved. A ferret today gives other stories away. The aforementioned runaway ferret story sends the Froth newsroom into a tailspin and we don't even get on to any other stories. So this episode is wall-to-wall runaway ferret.
And those were the headlines. Now then, Sean, before we start anything half decent, anything with a chance of being decent, what's on the social media?
We've had an email from Elise Farquhar. Hello, my name is Elise, and I've just moved to Switzerland to au pair on my gap year. The family I'm working for asked to hear what some other British accents sound like, and I stumbled across a video on YouTube called 10 Worst British Accents. I just thought I'd let you know that Cardiff...
Just checking, this is to us, yeah? This is...
Yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know. Sounds... I think my email would have put this in junk.
Don't pretend that your email is some kind of...
No, my email at
has
least...
got like a bar.
At least recognises
hard.
When somebody's just not talking to it.
Listen! I just thought I'd let you know that Cardiff is number 8, right? So 10 worst British accents.
Oh, worst British accent.
Worst. I thought I'd let you know, Cardiff is number 8, and they used a clip from one of Rod's stand-ups as the example.
Right, me not being from Cardiff?
Exactly, not right. At all.
So not an example of a Cardiff accent at all?
Therefore, I think congratulations are in order for Rod having one of the top 10 worst accents in the UK. You're not from Cardiff?
I'm not even from Cardiff. So the whole thing is very confused, Farquhar.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
You know where I'm from. You're from the same place.
No, but we don't have
a nervous
we don't have the same voice.
Well, no, we're different people. We can't share a voice box.
You know what I mean?
You're from Carmarthen, I'm from Carmarthen.
Yes, neither of us are from Carmarthen in the 70s.
I'm from Carmarthen in the 70s.
Different
in the
accent.
Past.
Totally different accent.
Yeah, you are from
Carmarthen in the
future. A much more recent past.
Yes.
Right. I don't know who. What's.
So they're using your stand up as an example.
Of a Cardiff accent, yes. And then slagging off a Cardiff accent. I'm not from Cardiff. It wasn't a Cardiff accent, so you can't slag. My accent's not that bad, anyway.
It's not bad at all.
It's not top 10 worst UK accents, is it?
No, but I think.
Regardless of them getting it wrong, they still used your voice as an example, yes. Which isn't flattering.
Yeah, that's what's occurring
also,
to me.
What's
occurring to me is that they've got it wrong, it's from Cardiff, but they're saying that my accent is one of the 10 worst accents in the UK. Mm. Who was saying that? The Swiss?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, who were they?
Well, they did, they invented clocks.
Huh? It's like them to take sides. Fuck you.
Dear Team Froth, wonder if you and the Froth listeners are able to offer frothy travel tips, please.
Yes, I mean that is what everyone's looking for at the moment. It's a coronavirus lockdown globally, and Brexit's coming up, so we can't go anywhere anyway. Yeah.
Frothy travel tips.
Oh, we are the people for travel tips. What would you like to know?
I am minded to undertake a Dr. Feelgood pilgrimage and feel drawn to visit Canvey Island. Have you ever been, and would you advise going?
Okay. Well, I actually really like Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah.
Really like Dr. Feelgood. I really like Dr. Feelgood. I do.
Would you want to go on a trip?
I've never been to Canvey Island, and we are on a full lockdown.
We're not, though.
Like full lockdown. Here we are.
We can go around Wales a bit.
Yeah. I'm going to wait for you to see the flaw in that.
Well, we could just go around, you know, making our own fun. Oh, my God.
Where's the flaw in that now?
Hang on. As a destination, it receives mixed reviews on TripAdvisor.
I'd say what it hasn't received is any review saying that it's in Wales. In Wales, we are allowed to travel around. You can't go to Canvey Island unless you're in Canvey Island.
But you could drive around doing your own little pilgrimage to Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah, as long as you go to places, as long as you exclusively limit it to places Dr. Feelgood haven't been. So if you go, my Dr. Feelgood.
You can imagine what he would say if he had been.
I'm going to ask you this once, and then we're going to move on. Do you know what Dr. Feelgood is?
No.
Right. Okay, that's the social media.
Oh my God.
Dr. Feelgood is a band.
Yeah.
So did you think it was just a man?
Yeah, I thought it was a man in a big hat.
There we go. Oh.
Do you want to hear the rest of this email?
No. Right.
Wait, listen.
No, let's start the show. Andrew Bird is our special guest this week. Andrew Bird, are you there? Oh, I know you're there.
Hello.
I can see you.
How are
you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I've been enjoying listening to what you psychologically break down Sean.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, but it is necessary.
Yeah, the you two playing poker together would be hilarious. You can see every kink in her psychological armour.
So I get straight down to business? Do you want to hear the stories this week?
Oh, let's not muck about them. Let's do this.
Oh, hang on a minute.
I recognise that bark.
Oh, it's Rosie.
That's Rosie. Now then, Birdie, I don't know if you've...
Hang on. Oh.
See, this is the bonus of putting Rosie on the picture of the podcast.
Yes,
it
means
we... complain about this.
No.
It's clearly advertised. This could happen.
I mean, it is fucking irritating, though. Now then, Birdie, here we are on the Froth Podcast. We haven't seen you since the old Radio Wales days, but here we are on the Froth Podcast. I assume you've heard the podcast. Obviously, you know the format and everything.
I have. I do. I heard last week's Rob Rouse. He was well funny.
Yeah, see?
He was funny.
As soon as somebody says, I heard last week's, we know what that means.
No,
That means that we've asked you to do it. Barry's asked you to do it. We've asked you to do it. And then you've gone, I better listen to last week's. That's what's happened there.
Is exactly what I did.
Exactly what happened. Yep.
I'm not going to lie. I've seen what you've done to Sian during the
thanks,
the
Birdie.
You broke her down. You're not going to break me down.
Right. Missing ferret is found in bed, .. with a stranger. It says, a runaway ferret. How much do you know about ferrets, Birdie? Is a ferret quiz coming up?
Not a lot. Yeah, I don't feel there's any way I could have revised for this, even if I had the chance.
Oh, you could have, definitely.
You could have revised.
What, Googled ferrets?
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been, honestly, that's really good.
place to start.
One. Yeah. All I know is Compo from Last of the Summer Wine.
Yeah, he had
a ferret.
Did he?
Yeah, but
and that is the end of my ferret knowledge.
A runaway ferret has jumped into bed with a startled man. The 18-month-old brown, black and white ferret, called Thomas, had got through a cat flap and climbed into bed and awoke Patrick Newman. Patrick managed to track down and return the ferret to his owner, Lisa Marie Buckley. The animal had escaped through the front door of her home on the night of Saturday, September the 19th, after daughter Aisha, 13, had gone to put some rubbish out. After Lisa, that's the ferret owner, raised the alarm about his, that's the ferret's, disappearance. Fuck, look at this. I don't believe this. Right, so far, are you up to date with what's going on? Are you up to speed?
Yeah.
Right. Ferret's got out, got through the cat flap, got into somebody else's house a couple of miles away and woken him up in his bed.
Right.
Right. Okay. Listen to this. This is the bit I don't believe. Lisa, that's the ferret owner, raised the alarm about her ferret's disappearance. Right. Thomas, that's the ferret, was spotted at 11:30 that night on Ryford Close.
That does sound a bit Crime Stoppers, doesn't it?
Right. He was then seen on Manly Field at midnight, before being sighted at Springview at 1 a.m. and Hindley Green at 3 a.m.
Oh my God.
Before he got into bed with Patrick at 5 a.m.
It does sound like they've had, like in police headquarters, they've had a big map and a kind of piece of string. Do you know what I mean?
It's definitely a big map.
Like tracking his every move.
What I don't get is he's a ferret.
Yeah. How have he done this?
How has he been spotted? If you were a ferret, right, and I said to you, you've got to get from one end of town to the other without being spotted. As a ferret in the middle of the night, would you, you'd go, I'll take on that challenge. I've got a pretty good chance here.
Animal in the dark. He's gone footpath under lamppost the whole way, by the sound of it.
If you were a ferret, you wouldn't think, I'll be spotted at 11:30, 12, 1 and 3.
Is it CCTV,
though? He's just a ferret.
But is it CCTV? Have they checked all the videos?
Ah,
maybe.
Could be.
Oh, they must
I thought
be.
He's just such a bad ferret. Not a bad ferret, that's harsh. You know what I mean? He's just so bad at getting through town and he's so bad at getting through town undetected. He's been spotted every half an hour. In the middle of the night in a small village.
Also, he doesn't get out a lot. Let's not judge.
You live in a village, Birdie. It's probably quite like Curt and Twitchy. People know what's going on. If there was a ferret moving through your village, how many times would it be spotted in over a four-hour period in the middle of the night?
I reckon it probably... I think most people think that's a skinny, quick cat.
No. Most people would be asleep, Birdie. Most people aren't just attending their curtains. They wait.
It wasn't that late.
Going, is that a ferret or a skinny cat? I don't know. Jot it down, love. We go to bed at 9 in the morning.
Yeah, note the time.
We're going to bed. We can sleep late. Sleep is for losers. A stand here and stand here and spot escaped ferrets.
I think it's CCTV.
It could be CCTV. I'll give you that.
But that's a lot of
resources.
Time, effort, and money and resources they've used.
They went
CCTV
to
for a ferret.
Next and stuff. They went to Next and asked if they could watch their videos.
Yeah, but Next wouldn't do that, would they? Is
there
a fucking pandemic on? The hemorrhaging staff.
What, there's nothing else to do.
They're closing stores everywhere. She rocks up going, have you seen my ferret? They're not going to...
No, but they've got nothing else to do. So if someone goes, have you seen a ferret? They'd be like, good point.
That is true.
I will spend hours going through the CCTV. Right.
Everyone from the shop floor, in the manager's office, please.
Get a monitor each.
Bring your glasses.
Yeah, why not?
I've got images of the automatic doors at the front of the shop opening. The camera's got that bit and a ferret running across the front. A startled customer. That's the footage that they're basing the evidence on so far.
Patrick, do you remember who Patrick is?
The man in bed.
Patrick is the man in bed.
Yeah.
Right, Patrick now, he's been in bed all night, right? I don't know why he's the only one in bed when everybody else is literally fucking with Coco, just standing at their curtains going, is that a ferret or a skinny cat?
With Coco.
Hang on a minute, is that... Oh, no. Patrick's the only person in the village who's gone to bed. No wonder the ferret went to his place.
Yeah, I've got to get some rest.
I've got to get some sleep. I'm fucking exhausting. Darting around here. It's like that programme. What's that programme? Hunted.
What?
That programme Hunted, where they get celebrities, like, you've got to run and then the people have got to find you and chase you down.
Oh, yeah.
It's ferret. But he's found the only place in town where somebody's actually in bed. Got to Patrick. Can I get in with you? I'm fucking knackered. Been up all night. Been up all night evading villagers.
Next is still open, do you know that? In a pandemic.
Patrick, it says, ended up falling in love with Thomas.
Oh.
What? What?
Yeah, I know. What? There's quite a lot missing you, isn't there?
Yeah. It's a very nice way of putting it.
Patrick ended up falling in love with Thomas.
Oh.
So Patrick, who's the ferret? Thomas. Right. He's been seen at midnight.
Who's the ferret? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Who's the ferret?
Yeah, who's...
Patrick's like, you're the ferret, Thomas.
You should know. That's right, Patrick. Shouting it at you as you run.
Don't you forget. I'll be down the house, Jim Jams.
What he said?
Eh?
Go on.
He was seen on Manly Field at midnight. Yeah. Springview at 1 a.m. I'm just going through over the basics. Yeah, Hindley Green at 3 a.m. before Patrick then found the ferret in his bed at 5 a.m.
Hang on, did the ferret have his own clock? How come he's managed to get exactly on the hour each time?
Patrick ended up falling in love with Thomas, making a special sign with the ferret's name on. This gets weirder, this story. For him to give to Lisa, that's the ferret owner, do you remember? Yeah. Relieved owner Lisa, 42. Here she is, now the owner. She was given Thomas by a neighbour when he was 4 months old. She's made a cage for him and takes him for walks. This is so local news, it's unbelievable. Listen to the quote. If you were you're a local journalist, right? Yeah. You're a local journalist. It's local news. You've asked around the village. The ferret... I mean, it is lockdown. I know people haven't got much on, but the ferret now has been spotted at 11:30, 12, 1, 3 and 5.
Is it just one man, like a milkman, who's working through the night and he just keeps seeing the same ferret on his rounds?
Could be.
Could be, couldn't it?
It would explain it. Right. So, if you're the journalist now, so now you go round to Lisa's house, right? You go, okay. You get a statement from Lisa.
Yeah.
Relieved owner Lisa, 42. She was given Thomas by a neighbour when he was 4 months old. She's made a cage for him and takes him for walks. She said, now... This is going to be interesting, isn't it? We just had a takeaway. And I said I'd wash up if my daughter took out the rubbish.
That's a bit of context.
That's a good deal.
Isn't it?
She's mugged her daughter off if they got a takeaway.
That is a very good point, Murray.
Good point.
She's had a takeaway. She said, I'll do the dishes. Wink, wink. Hey, anyone?
Four plates.
You take out the rubbish.
Hang on, but she'd have to do the dishes before she took out the rubbish because she has to put the rubbish in the bin.
That is the dishes, the rubbish.
Isn't it? Yeah.
There is no dishes, it's takeaway.
I know, but...
It's all rubbish.
So she filled the bin and went, and then said, I'll do the dishes.
Yeah, she's mugged her daughter off.
And then goes in the kitchen and goes...
They've had a takeaway.
Right.
We don't know if they decanted it onto plates. That's
they
what listeners will be thinking now, but did they decant it? If they decanted it onto plates, it's even Stevens.
Yeah.
I don't want to start pointing fingers, but I'm thinking if she's realised, this has dawned on her halfway down the hall, she's livid. She's livid at a mum's trainer like this. She's thought, I know how I get her back. I know what will really hurt her.
Yeah. Hang on a minute, because we've got more Inspector Clouseau stuff here now. We'd had a takeaway. I said I'd wash up if my daughter... Thomas must have got past her at the front door. While she was doing the rubbish.
Yeah.
We couldn't find him anywhere or in any of his usual sleeping places. Concerned mum of one, Lisa, a childminder of 15 years, then posted numerous appeals on lost and found pages and her own Facebook page to try and find Thomas. Remember who Thomas is?
Yeah.
Who?
I was going to say rat, the ferret.
Never call a ferret a rat.
It was then in the early hours of the following morning that she was contacted by Patrick, who arranged for her to come to his house to pick the ferret up.
How did Patrick know about Lisa?
Good question, Sean. How did Patrick, the man who was in bed with the ferret, how did he know who Patrick was, who Thomas was? How did he know whose ferret it was?
Yeah.
How did he know about Lisa? That's what you're wondering, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this local journalist has got all this taken care of. Lisa, whose dad had ferrets when she was growing up, and who has also looked after a friend's ferret in the past.
What do you mean?
That is what I mean. This local journalist has thought, that's an interesting little detail. Not only has Lisa got a ferret, but she looked after a friend's ferret in the past. Fucking hell. Would you put that in? Would you put that in? You're the editor.
Yes.
You're the editor of whatever newspaper this is. You're going, do we need to know? Everybody gather up. Meeting. Everyone come in.
What?
Get everyone. Rosie, no, it's not something at the door. No, it's not the door. It was me banging the table. I was being the editor of a local newspaper, Rosie. Christ.
Commit to the acting, Rosie.
Knocking.
Right. That's me. Everyone in. Editor's meeting.
He probably said, though, I want to see anything that's ferret-based in this article.
Yeah, we're not often going to get any ferret stories out in the paper.
Do we put in the fact that she looked after a friend's ferret in the past?
Well, it kind of gives
it a bit
of... She's
got ferret history. She's got experience.
Yes, and it means we trust her.
With ferrets.
I'd have left it out.
With ferrets.
I reckon he also shouted, hold the front page.
Yeah.
Lisa, whose dad had ferrets when she was growing up. I mean, I'd have left that bit out, I think, as well.
No.
Not sure we need to know about Lisa's dad's ferrets.
It gives a proper background.
What, that she's really...
into ferrets.
All over it ferret-wise?
Yeah.
She's looked after a friend's ferret in the past. Doesn't even say for how long. It could be like for an hour.
There's not enough information
here. That's the problem.
It could have been quite badly.
There's not enough information, is there? It could have been really badly.
He could have run away as well.
Yeah. Lisa said it was brilliant news and shows that community spirit is still alive, that people do look out for you. I was amazed by what had happened. And I'm so thankful to Patrick for finding him and contacting us. We've had him since he was 4 months old, after a neighbour across the road found him. We didn't know if he was wild or anything, and took him to the vets and said we would try to find his owner, next page. But we never did. And took Thomas in as our own, and got him microchipped.
Ah, okay.
We made his own cage at the top of the stairs, but he also roams around the house, and we walk him on leads while he has his own toys, and we feed him dry biscuits. Now this is an interesting detail. No.
It's so long.
It is long, but then again, every now and again, you hit a really interesting bit. You sort of think, tedious, pointless, don't include this, leave this.
I like
shit.
The bit at the top of the stairs.
Leave it out, pointless, and then you hit this bit.
I like the top of the stairs.
It sounds like me doing the edit.
Yeah. It is like you editing this show.
Okay. Tedious.
No, but you go, we made him his own cage. Not really need to know that. At the top of the stairs.
I think that's...
Definitely don't need to know
that's
that.
That's fascinating.
Definitely don't need to know that.
What would you... If you were a stranger at that person's house, you went up the stairs, at the top there's a ferret in a cage.
If you've put your ferret at the top of the stairs in a cage to fascinate visitors, put him at the bottom. We made him his own cage, right? We made him his own cage.
My grand,
at the top of the stairs. Even less
my
interesting.
My gran had a taxidermied ferret at the top of the stairs.
See, I don't even care about that. And that's your gran. That's family. We made his own cage at the top of the stairs, right? Scale of 1 to 10. Interesting. 4. Right?
I find that quite interesting.
Right. We made his own cage at the right.
You know, like
that's in, 5 out of 10 interesting.
You know, like in prom films where the girl walks down the big staircase making an entrance in a dress. Imagine if there was a ferret in a cage behind her.
That's where the cage like is, it can make like an entrance.
A stinking ferret in a cage.
This paragraph is like, you know when you see somebody being shot in a movie and then like they're fighting, hey, you dirty rat, and then bang. And then they stumble forward and then they start slurring and their words slow down and then they fall to their knees and then they fall on their face flat front on the floor. This paragraph is the equivalent of that. I'll read it to you. Right? We never did take Thomas back. We took Thomas in as our own and got him microchipped. Right? Bang! We made him his own cage at the top of the stairs. But he also roams around the house. I'm onto my knees now. Yeah. We walk him on leads. He has his own toys, and we feed him dry biscuits, which you can get from pet shops. Boom.
Really? Is that the end? I want to know more about the... How did the man in the bed figure out that there was a ferret in the bed?
How did he figure out there was a ferret in his bed?
Yeah, I want to hear more about that.
How do you know if there's a ferret in your bed?
Well, I want to know more about it.
Footprints in the...
Because I want to know more about that.
Oh, hang on. You don't know more about this?
I don't care about the pet shop.
Because we haven't got on to where in the pet shop you can get them yet. What shelf?
Sounds like another Sean song, like I didn't shake the rabbit shake my hand. how'd you know if a ferret's in your bed? The old Cockney classic.
Honestly, this poor woman, Lisa, this poor woman is sat in her lounge with a local journalist making notes, and she's just talking and going, he's still writing this down. She's going to be feeding him dry biscuits.
In the pet shop?
He's still writing, which you can get from pet shops. He's still writing. She had to add, because he's still there going, yeah, keep it coming. Yeah, I'm still writing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, what else? Oh, I see. Oh, pet shop. I got that.
He's got a lead.
Lisa's there going, he's still fucking... some people might think ferrets are naughty. Now she's going on to generic information about ferrets now, because this journalist is still writing. Yeah. He's still sat in the fucking lounge. Finished his tea an hour ago. Some people... Lisa's there going, what else can I say? Some people think ferrets are naughty. Well, he's joined, but he is so well behaved.
Does she mention Compo?
He makes an adorable pet as...
Thomas.
Thomas, that's it, yeah. And we're so pleased to have him back home.
Oh, is that it?
That is it.
I still want to hear about the man finding out he was in his bed.
Why?
I don't know. I just think that's the funniest bit.
Yeah. What's basically the you go through? If I found a dog, I wouldn't know what to do with it. That's fairly. Yeah.
Come on now. But you would probably, buddy. Have a think now.
What would you do?
Now. Where have you found? Right, let's go through it. Where have you found the dog? I'll ask you. I'm friends with you. So yeah. You've rung me up. You've gone, Rod, I don't know what to do. I found a dog. I'll ask you a series of questions and see if you...
Yeah.
See how we get... Okay. What kind of dog is it, buddy?
It's just a Labrador.
Just a Labrador?
Yeah.
Just one of the top three global breeds?
Yeah, yeah. So how am I going to find its owner? Loads of people have got Labradors. This is going to be tricky.
Okay. Has he got a collar on him?
Yes.
Okay. Have a look at the little tag on the collar.
Yeah, but a ferret wouldn't have a... Did the ferret
don't
have a collar?
Get the ferret involved again a minute. Right, we're talking through Birdie finding a Labrador with a collar on.
In his bed.
And then trying to work out what to do with it. So he's got a collar on the Labrador, Birdie.
Yeah.
Okay. See the little tag on the front with his name on it?
Hang on. I'll just get up, but let me get dressed.
tag with his name on. Okay, what's his name?
Steve.
Steve, okay.
I respect them for that.
Is there like a contact phone number or something, or an email or something there?
There's a phone number.
Yeah, okay, there we are. I think we've sorted that out. Just ring the number and tell them you found Steve the Labrador.
All right,
I'll do that. Thanks, Rod.
See you now.
How did he get into bed with Patrick? How did he know to get... How did he get in the house?
What do you mean, how did he know?
And also,
we've established that Patrick is the only person in the village who goes to fucking sleep.
I know, but still.
Thomas hasn't slept in months, I imagine. But exhausted.
Sounds to me like...
He lives at the top of the stairs, so he's interrupted every time somebody goes up or downstairs. He's probably read about Thomas in the local paper and go, sorry, Patrick, there's a guy on the other side of town who goes to bed every now and again. I'm headed for his place. Ferret.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quiz. Ferret quiz. Here we go. Andrew David Byrd takes on Shauna Ellen Harris. Fingers on buzzers. Andrew David Byrd, are you ready?
Yes.
Shauna Ellen Harris, are you ready?
Yes.
Right, it's ferret quiz. Here we go. Question one. We always start easy. You'll know this. We always start easy to get you on the board. What am I?
Ferret.
What?
A ferret.
Oh, Sean. That's a point away.
Why?
Because you're not allowed to interrupt. I have to read the whole question.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a new one.
Yeah, it is a new one, but it's still important. Well, it's a new rule, but the new rules are rules.
Okay.
What am I? I am an animal belonging to the weasel family, which includes polecats, stoats and ermines. But I am not a polecat, stoat or ermine. What am I? Birdie, it's down to you. Now you got all the time in the world. Take your time.
Not.
You're out of time. Oh, you idiot.
I'm going to go ferret.
No, you're out of time.
Oh.
So I was right, though.
Yeah, you were right, but you interrupted, so it's minus one.
Interrupt.
And Birdie ran out of time. He ran the clock down.
I showed promise.
It's a foolish game. Okay, I think we've all learnt something there.
We've never had that before on the first question.
We've never seen that. It's unprecedented times.
Seeing you being difficult.
These are unprecedented times, Sean, so the quiz is a little bit different tonight.
Feels different.
It does feel different, doesn't it?
Okay, question two. New Zealand is now thought to have a huge ferret slash polecat hybrid population. Don't look at the screenshot.
I'm not.
But in 1877, farmers in New Zealand demanded that ferrets be introduced into the country to do what? Fingers on buzzers. Buzz in if you know the answer.
Buzz.
Birdie.
Hunt rabbits.
Bzz.
Sean?
Keep men company in their beds.
No. Birdie is absolutely right.
No.
Control the rabbit population. It is now 1 point to Birdie, minus one to Sean. Question 2A. How many ferrets did they import in 1879? How many ferrets did they import, Sean?
25.
Birdie?
9. Wasn't that big a problem, I don't think.
The correct answer of how many ferrets were imported in 1879 is 5.
No way.
Five.
Five? That's not even an even number.
I was being facetious.
Why do you need an even number? They don't hunt in pairs.
For bonking. For bonking.
Huh?
For bonking.
But they haven't brought them over for bonking. They brought them over to control a rabbit population.
No, but what? So five could just take care of everything, could they?
Well, that's what they imported. If you bring over an even number, then they're going to bonk and not worry about the rabbits.
Was the ship totally empty apart from five ferrets?
Yeah, they crewed it themselves.
Yeah, it wasn't... When you say it was an odd number, it wasn't Noah's Ark. It didn't...
Exactly.
No, what I mean is, wouldn't they have wanted... Oh, no, I don't know.
Question 2B. Five ferrets were imported in 1879. From where? Question 2B. Figures up as a...
The north.
The north?
Yes.
Mildly offensive.
Why?
Because it's a lazy stereotype about northern people and ferrets.
Okay.
It's going to be correct, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Come on.
Birdie, equally responsible for the lazy stereotyping on this show. You're going for the north as well? The north? You all agreed? The north?
I want to share a point on it.
Five ferrets in 1879 were imported to New Zealand from... London!
North
they
London.
Were London ferrets.
North London.
Not North London ferrets, they were just London ferrets.
That was pathetic. Still holding
was it?
On.
North.
Andrew David Byrd plays 2. Sean Ellen Harris plays minus 1. Andrew David Byrd 2. Question 3, multiple choice. Let's pick the pace up, can we a bit?
Yeah. He says.
Question 3A. What is a male ferret called? Is it A, a hob, B,
Thomas.
Bob, C, Dob, knee... D, Knob, or E, Cob? A, a Hob. B, Bob. C, Dob. D, Knob. E, Cob.
B, Bob.
The last one.
Cob?
Yeah.
It's not. The answer is A, Hob. Okay, we move on. What is a female ferret called? Is it A, Bill, Fee, Phil, C, Till, D, Pill, E, Jill?
B.
Till.
Chant?
B.
Phil?
Yeah.
You think a female ferret's called Phil?
Yeah.
It's E, Jill. Let's move on. C, 3C. What is a spayed female ferret called? Is it A, Mite, B, Tight, C, Sprite, D, Dwight, or E, Knight?
Sprite.
Is the right answer,
no
Sean.
Way.
Yeah. What is a neutered male ferret called? This is question 3D. Is it A, a jib, D, B, a dib, C, a dob, D, a nib, or E, a rib?
Nib.
Wrong.
Rob.
Wrong. That's not even one of the choices. Birdie.
Has to be jib.
It is a jib.
I said jib.
3D, a neutered male ferret is called a jib. 3E, what is a vasectomized male ferret called? Is it A, a goblet, B, a boblet, C, a niblet, D, a tablet, or E, a hoblet? Quick fire, I'll think of the buzzers.
Niblet.
Wrong.
Giblet.
Wrong.
The third one.
A niblet?
Yeah.
You said that the first one.
The last one.
It is the last one, a hoblet. Sean.
I'm learning so much about
ferrets. Too old, Birdie. Come on, mate. She's catching up. What is a ferret under 1 year called? Is it A, bits, B, tits, C, spits, D, nits, or E, kits?
Kits.
It is kits.
Oh, like Thundercats.
You know your ferrets. 3-2.
Could that be the name of the quiz? You know your ferrets.
Next question. Why would you never see a ferret-based remake of King Kong?
Because they're only the size of a chopping board.
No, you're thinking too literally there, I think.
Is this down to me now? Can I phone a friend?
You can phone a friend, Birdie. Of course you can, yeah.
I suddenly thought, I'll think of a comedian that I've done a gig with, a northern comedian, and now it's gone out of my head. I know one that I've done one gig with.
You two have got to give up this northern thing. The whole northern thing is a red
they
herring.
They know about ferrets, sure,
they
a
do.
Little bit.
Who are you ringing, Birdie?
Who's the last northern comedian I gig with? Oh! Nicola Mantalios.
She's coming in now.
What's the question?
She's coming in now. You'll have 30 seconds, Birdie, to explain the question.
Can you remind me of the question, Rod?
Birdie, I'm not repeating it now. Okay. It's your own fault. I've got the quiz rules in front of me here, all written down. And in the quiz rules, I know you're looking at me. I have to play this by the book, Birdie.
Well, what am I going to say to her? I can't remember the question now.
Well, she's I can back. Never remember.
Here we are. She's back now. Hiya, Nicola.
Hello.
Hi, love.
I've got to ask you a ferret-based question that I can't remember.
It's not just any ferret. We didn't ring you up to ask you a ferret. I'm so sorry about that. A, this is offensive, Nicola, stereotyping of the North. As it is today, we're in the middle of a ferret quiz. And Andrew David Bird, who you may know, a comedian, I think you met him once, has he's clutching at straws. I've given him a question about ferrets and he's just rung a northern comedian. It is offensive.
I apologise, it is.
It's all right.
It is offensive. I mean, mercifully, because it's the phone a friend section, he's only got 30 seconds, so it is offensive but brief.
Right, okay, that's how I like my offence to be anyway. I say, in his defence, just pertaining to the stereotype, I was chasing a rat around Saltwell Park today. So
you were what?
I was out with my friend Lucy, and we saw a rat, and I just said, "Do you want to chase that rat?"
That's,
and she went, "Yeah."
Is that more? Is that lockdown, or is that just the North?
I don't know if it's either, or if it's just me and my friends. Maybe it's a bit of everything. I don't know.
What did you do?
The cinemas are closed, aren't they?
Did you catch it? Did you catch
it? No, I mean, that was never the intention. It was just
you just wanted to have a bit
of
fun.
Yeah, it was kind of like a game of chicken, but with a rat.
just to put the frighteners up it.
Yeah.
Where was the rat?
It's Jews. It held its ground, you know?
Yeah.
It held its ground.
Yeah.
How?
Like, it didn't run off straight away. It was like, come on.
Okay, Nicola, so the next voice you hear would be Birdie's. He'll have 30 seconds to ask you his question. Okay. He's on, it's 4-3 to Sean at the moment. Birdie's a point down. So Come bring him neck and neck with Sean here,
Let's
Nicola.
Do it.
If you get this question right. Okay, Barry, put a clock on it, Birdie.
Hello, Nicola.
Hello.
I have panicked and now can't remember the question. So as quick as you can, tell me everything you know about ferrets. Go.
Okay, so ferrets are rodents, and I think they're quite friendly. I've seen people have them on leads.
Yeah.
And they come in a variety of colours.
Yeah.
Mostly the brown hue.
Yeah. Just keep going. Just spitball as much info as you know on ferrets.
This is some great stuff.
Rodents' teeth like constantly grow. So probably ferrets do too. So they probably have to gnaw at something.
Good fact.
Yeah. So I don't think that I don't think they'd be an ideal house pet. A lot of rodents are not nocturnal, but crepuscular, which means that they like to be up on a morning and on an evening.
That sounds like the right answer in a quiz. Keep going.
Yeah.
How long have we got left? Surely.
I mean, I've given you a minute there.
Whoa!
I felt bad. I felt bad because you wouldn't repeat the question. These new harsh rules.
No, Barry. You can't go giving people a minute there.
But you wouldn't let him repeat the question.
Nicola, that's really impressive. Right. All of that ferret stuff is so impressive.
Was that, by any chance, anywhere in there, was there the right answer for your question that I can't remember?
Well, the question was, why would you never see a ferret-based remake of King Kong?
Is it the time thing? Yeah. Is it the morning
was
and the late
big
evening?
Word that Nicola used about...
Crepuscular?
Yeah.
That's a very good word. That's a very good word.
What's the answer then?
Oh, what was the question?
The King Kong thing.
Oh, well, we can't tell you, Rod.
Well, I think that in order to sort of create the presence of King Kong, they would need a significant amount of ferrets all piled up to form a big, like, gigantic mass sort of transformer
in
ferret.
A big...
There's not enough ferrets.
Yeah. There aren't enough ferrets to make a big King Kong.
Because they're all in people's pants.
The answer is... The answer is New York has banned ferrets, so they wouldn't be allowed at the Empire State Building at all in the first place. I don't know. You'd have to ask the mayor of New York. Cuomo.
Oh, thanks, Nicola.
Thanks, Nicola.
It's all right. I just feel bad for the ferrets, really.
Yeah, me too.
Don't worry about them.
Well, so they can't go to New York?
You had them all piled on top of each other a minute ago in a massive coat.
True or false? Ferrets are longer when measured from head to tail than when measured from tail to head. True or false? If you measure a ferret from the top of his head to his tail...
Can I phone somebody?
You can phone whoever you want, yeah. Do you want the Samaritans?
I just want a really long chat with a good friend.
Well, you can't have that, but you could have a 30-second chat with somebody if you
Brian
want.
Brian and Sarah.
Oh, God.
Because they all know... Everything about animals.
I know they know all things countryside and...
Animals and stuff.
Dogs and... What have we run about? Anyway, yeah.
They sound like they know.
I don't
they
even
live know. Down in the west. They live down in the West
they
Country.
Really they breed boxers and pigeons.
Pigeons, that's it. I couldn't remember for a minute.
They'll definitely know.
Goodbye.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay. You give Brian and Sarah a ring then.
Okay.
Now,
hi
Brian and
Sarah. Hi Brian and Sarah.
Hi, yeah.
Thanks for doing this.
Friends of the show, of course. We've come to you on the subject of pigeons in the past, and we've come to you on the subject of boxer dogs. Today we arrive on a different subject. Brian, the lighting is so bad in your house, I'm going to have to ask you this question. Are you wearing a hat? You've got a hat. The lighting is so bad in your house that I can't actually tell if you're wearing a hat or not.
Yeah, that's a hat. Because I haven't got any hair.
Can I just ask this
question?
Why is it so dark in your house, Brian?
Sarah, are you wearing a hat as well, Sarah?
I am.
Yeah, Sarah's got
These
a hat
are
on.
Our Peaky Blinder hats.
Yeah.
For when we're watching Peaky Blinders.
Have you got different hats for different TV shows?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I take this hat off, it might let the light in because it's got a bit... Oh, we've got a bulb out, sir.
Okay, I think I've seen what's... I think I've realised what's happened. You two are in your own lounge. Wearing hats with peaks in the pitch dark because you haven't because you've got peaked hats on. You haven't realised the bulb, the main bulb in the room above your head, is actually gone. So
So you're
there's four there, you see. So
we come to you tonight. Not you have seemed to become our residential animal experts, and you do know a lot.
You do,
yeah.
You do know.
We know a lot of animals.
So we've come to you on boxer dogs. We've come to you on pigeons tonight. Brian and Sarah and Brian. We come to you on ferrets.
My first ferret was called Bracken.
Your what?
My first ferret was called Bracken. And I used to walk him on a lead and a harness.
How many ferrets have you had, Brian?
I used to keep loads. I've had loads through the years. But I haven't had any. For a few years now.
How many have you had in total?
70, 80, perhaps altogether. No, well, not altogether, but over a period of time.
Listen, fair. I rang somebody who chased a rat.
Chased a rat.
My phone a friend was somebody who today chased a rat. You've owned 80 ferrets.
That's because
a new mum who chased
that
a rat.
That is because
I've chased rats. That's no big thing.
Yeah, you didn't even go to the top rat chaser.
You didn't even go to the top rat chaser.
No, talking of animals, did you see that on Looking for a Home? I might be getting a water buffalo.
No, you.
I am. There was none there. The other one to it died, and it needs a good home.
What do you mean, might?
I'm building a new compound for it now.
You can have a watermelon, but not.
No, it's a water buffalo. She's on there. She's only 6 years.
Right, is it a watermelon or a water buffalo?
This is a real live water buffalo. The pictures look good.
You thought you'd break into Sarah now. In front of us.
Well, I've just remembered it now. When Rod
said, "Have you heard about the new water buffalo, Sarah?"
She has now. This is breaking news.
You might be getting a water buffalo.
Break your neck in a minute.
But she's supposed to be quite nice. She's supposed to be nice. It's coming from Dorset.
You live in two bedrooms.
You are joking, aren't you?
No,
we're not having a water buffalo.
What a buffalo?
I don't want no buffaloes here.
There's no buffaloes here. It's a buffalo. No. It's got horns and everything.
I'm just getting you 5 goldfish for the pond.
Yeah, no, but that's all right.
Try it. Why would you get one? Why do you want one?
I've not had one.
No, but neither have I, but I don't necessarily want one. Do you mean? Why would you want one?
It looked a bit sad and it was looking for a new home, so I thought. And loads of people would sort of put my name forward, like Neil Pennell.
No.
And so I thought...
Neil Pennell?
Yeah, Neil, yeah.
Loads of people have put my name forward. I wonder why people are putting your name forward when there's a water buffalo looking for a good home.
I upped him out with some chickens a little way ago. He bought them and said they're not laying. And I said, give them another couple of weeks. And they laid. It's just settling in time.
I don't think you can claim credit for that.
We are on the clock in ferret.
Okay, are you ready for your question about ferrets?
Okay.
Here's
your question.
Yeah.
The next voice you hear, Brian and Sarah, will be Sean. She's going to ask you a question about ferrets. You'll have 30 seconds. Once the time starts.
Oh, hang on. It's
there. It's down there, the bottom of the page.
I thought it was the...
No, I've hidden the answers. Bottom of the page there.
Okay. True or false? Ferrets are longer when measured from head to tail than when measured tail to head.
That's actually true, unless you turn them upside down. It depends.
You're going to have to hurry you.
It depends whether they're stretched out or not.
Sometimes they're down.
True or false?
False.
True. False, Sarah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, your time's up. I mean, it wasn't a clear answer.
Why would it be?
that is the difficulty of having a 50-50 question, true or false, with having two people saying different answers. It's difficult.
I've got a fact for you about ferrets.
Okay.
All right. I mean,
Yeah, we'll take the fact about ferrets.
Ferrets can overheat quite easily because they do not sweat.
No way.
Ferrets can't sweat.
Like a dog.
Prince sweat. Andrew.
We was involved with someone that were breeding ferrets, and he was breeding whites.
Is there involved with them?
it was a breeding program, Rod.
Right.
And he was specialising in, because I had some as well, to work, and white ferrets, known as albinos, would have red eyes.
Yeah.
But he was breeding a particular strain of whites with black eyes. And they were really good workers.
What do you mean workers? Like what do you mean?
In rabbits. When you put them down.
Oh right, sorry, I thought you meant admin or something.
Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us. As always, you did not let us down on your phone knowledge.
Such a pleasure.
Fuck me. What? How do you know them?
They, Birdie, are our resident wildlife consultants. They're friends of my cousins.
They know everything about boxer dogs. What's the other thing? They got pigeons.
Hats.
Ferrets.
It seems. And
all animals.
And if you are thinking about getting a bison or a water buffalo, then apparently, I mean, I didn't know this before
they're
just spoke
amazing.
To them. But apparently, they are the people to ask.
They're so funny.
Okay, so that was your phone a friend, Sean.
Yeah.
I definitely went on for a little bit more than 30 seconds, but it's true, Sean, or is it false?
False.
A ferret, it's different if you measure it from the top of the head to the tip of the toe, to the tip of the toe, to the top of the head. Depending on which way you measure it, it's different. Is it true?
False.
Or is it false?
False.
False, you say?
Yeah.
Correct answer is... It is false.
Yay! I knew.
Or at least, I don't know that it's true. A ferret is exactly the same length, as far as I know, whichever way you measure it. So, let's have a look at the scores on the doors. Birdie, I'm afraid you've been defeated by Sean. Congratulations,
What were you going to say? By the old one?
I was going to come up with a name for you. Like the old ferret monger or the old...
ferret fancy.
Old ferret face.
Yeah.
Ferret face or
sorry,
ferret
Bernie, fancier. I win.
Well, to be fair, you might as well have rang David Attenborough.
Yeah.
No,
I think there's a difference.
Equating Brian and Sarah to David Attenborough.
Do you think David Attenborough...
Immediately, you're right.
Do you think David Attenborough would be sitting in his lounge in the total darkness wearing a hat?
All of the series David Attenborough's done, like Blue Planet, all those things. Imagine if Brian and Sarah had hosted them instead. It'd be a very different legacy, I think. So, Birdie, thanks for coming on the show. We haven't got time for any other stories. We can't be arsed now. We've only covered one of the stories we intended to. But so you've got a podcast coming up soon.
Yeah, I think we covered that story. We covered it.
We've definitely covered that story. But don't be caught. You've got a podcast coming up soon. What is it? Tell me about it. I'm going to be doing it.
Yeah, you're coming on it.
We're going to be doing it. Sean's going to be doing it. Barry's going to be doing it. Brian and Sarah are coming on it.
What is it?
They're very keen to come on.
What is it?
Yeah, they're definitely coming on it. It's called... I had myself an idea, right? I like music. I like talking to comedians.
Yeah.
This is too long. The title's too long. Title's too long. What's it called?
A Funny Taste in Music.
It's a lovely idea for a podcast, Birdie. We can't wait to come on. You can't wait to come on. Barry can't wait to come on. Brian and Sarah are going to come on. I'm going to come on. That's all we've got time for.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks to special guest Andrew Bird, A_Tweety_Bird on Twitter. I'll say that again, A_Tweety_Bird on Twitter. Got that.
Thanks to Barry Casanola.
And Nicola Mantalios. And, of course, Brian and Sarah.
You can contact us at The Froth Podcast, where you'll get extra froth content. And don't forget the exciting new email facility. Our email address is hello@thefrothpodcast.com.
If you enjoyed this nonsense, don't forget to like and subscribe and rate us at 5 stars. This podcast was a Llan Bobl Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Productions.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.